The next patient is Bobby Hicks. The last name is H-I-C-K-S. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. Legal case of a 79-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A, forward slash A1. The patient has significant cardiovascular disease related to the diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Period. The kidney has been well preserved. The latest laboratory workup that was done on March the 3rd of 2023 shows that the patient has a creatinine of 1.2 and an estimated EFR that is 62 mL per minute, that is similar to the prior determinations, period. The patient, has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 116 milligrams per gram of creatinine, that is, which with a normal range. Number two, the patient has BPH, has had two bouts of prostatitis. The PSA in the first one went up to 14, in the second one it was 10, and he has been on antibiotic therapy. The hemoglobin A1C is elevated. So the most likely situation is that the infection caused elevation of the blood sugar versus the opposite, the blood sugar causing infection in the prostate. In any event, the patient is better. He has a blood sugar that had been within range before below 150. I'm going to repeat the hemoglobin A1C in 4 weeks. If it is elevated, we have to look for alternatives of therapy. The current hemoglobin A1C is 10.1%. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux. However, he doesn't have any symptoms. Following number, osteoarthritis evaluated by the rheumatologist. And from time to time, he gets a steroid infection. He has a history of gout. He had a recent bout of gout that was treated by the podiatrist with another kind of medication that he took, but he said that with one simple pill he got better. I'm going to give an appointment in 4 months, but repeat the hemoglobin A1C in 4 weeks. We'll look for the results of the hemoglobin A1C in 4 weeks, and we'll go. And we'll reevaluate the diabetes mellitus therapy. I invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.